Alcohol and sport goes hand in hand in Australia and other places too. It's there after a game, it's there in the corporate box, it's entrenched in the business model through commercial sponsorship of clubs and players. What's changed is that alcohol abuse and binge drinking is now a major health issue in this country. Over the past week, Cricket Australia has faced scrutiny for its refusal to run an advertisement telling fans that, quote, alcohol and sport don't mix. They refused on the grounds that this might impact on other partners of the game. And then on Friday, Cricket Australia signed another three-year sponsorship deal with Carlton and United Breweries. The Salvation Army wants this to change, arguing it's time to start phasing out alcohol sponsorship of sport, as of course happened with tobacco advertising in the 80s. Brian Vandenberg is the Executive Officer of the National Alliance for Action on Alcohol. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Alcohol and sport, what is wrong with the two having this close relationship?
Well, we're very pleased today that the Salvation Army have taken this poll on this issue, a poll of the community's opinion on how much alcohol advertising is happening in Australia and how much of it is affecting young people. The results of the Salvation Army's poll, they show alarming levels of concern, real massive concern in the community about the huge amount of alcohol advertising in sport and marketing, and the amount of that that young people are exposed to when they're watching sport. The majority of those surveyed, they feel that the amount of alcohol advertising that young people are seeing in sport is well beyond an acceptable level, and it's time we had some change.
So that this Salvo survey found that when asked, most of us think there shouldn't be, we should break the link between alcohol and sport, and I think it was quite a high number from recollection. I haven't got the figure quite in front of me. But it also found, and I wonder if you can add this to us, or there is certainly research that indicates a high rate or connection between young people drinking and the sport they're watching, the advertising or alcohol advertising around that sport.
Yeah, that's right. There is a lot of research around that, and this survey shows that community opinion backs that up. The majority of those surveyed believe that the amount of alcohol advertising young people see encourages them to drink more, and that's backed up by international scientific evidence, which simply says the more alcohol advertising young people see, the more likely they are to start drinking, which in turn increases the odds of them drinking at risky levels at a young age. And that in turn flows on to increase the odds that they'll become a heavy drinker and have alcohol problems as an adult later in life. And those problems are significant. We're talking about mental health issues, liver disease. There's now evidence about the link between alcohol and cancer as well. So it all really starts back at a young age when young people are exposed to alcohol advertising.
We've got a bit of a battle of the advertising messages on in some of our sports at the moment. If you look at in cricket, the Robbie Cup next week, the 4X Gold Queensland Bulls face off against the alcohol Think Again Western Warriors. Is this a bit of a guerrilla warfare being taken here by the groups who are concerned about the health impacts of alcohol against trying to take on the dominance of alcohol advertising in some sports?
Well, I think
as happened with Quit in football and against the tobaccos back in the 1980s.
Yeah, I think that's right. We're starting to see some real clear divisions here. But really, in terms of where the community opinion sits, it's really on the side of that there is too much alcohol advertising in sport. The Salvation Army's poll found that more than two-thirds of Australians think that alcohol and sport are too closely related, and two-thirds believe that it's time to phase out alcohol sponsorship from sport. We've seen great initiatives by the Australian National Preventative Health Agency, who have sponsored major sporting organisations in Australia to take a health message rather than an alcohol message to their supporters. And we really encourage those sort of programs. There's also local initiatives. There's one called Game Changer, working hard in the Tasmanian communities to get alcohol and junk food advertising out of sport. So really, the community momentum is getting behind this issue. I think the alcohol industry know that they're out of step with community attitudes, and we hope that sport are listening as well.
Okay, and just it's 11 minutes to 9. We're speaking with Brian Vandenberg from the National Alliance for Action on Alcohol. So to be clear, is your group calling for a total ban on alcohol advertising in sport?
Well, Back in 2009, the National Preventative Health Agency called for a phasing out, a gradual phasing out of alcohol sponsorship from sport. We still think that's a great way to go. We're really still at the beginning of doing something like that. The Salvation Army's survey revealed that there's a lot of community support for that sort of approach, a gradual phasing out. We saw that with tobacco in Australia many years ago, so I think that's a sensible place to begin.
Brian, back to the Cricket Australia decision in the past week, which it refused to run an ad from one of its sponsors, and the ad's message was alcohol and sport don't mix, and Cricket Australia refused to run it on the basis it might impact on other sponsors, but also because they say alcohol and sport can mix at a safe level. I mean, is that the problem with a message like that? That, of course, you can perhaps have a drink at the footy without bringing anything, any harm upon anyone or at the cricket?
Well, the concern we have is really that the amount of alcohol advertising in sport and the popularity of sport with young people is that alcohol advertising in sport is directly exposing young people to a lot of marketing, a lot of pro-drinking messages about alcohol. That's really reinforcing the drinking culture we have in Australia, that alcohol is a normal good, that it has to be consumed everywhere and every time you do anything. I think we're not anti-alcohol. We're not trying to ban alcohol. We're trying to really just promote a more safe and responsible approach to the way alcohol messages are put out in the community. And the amount of marketing that we have at the moment is clearly reaching young people, and the community poll that's been done by the Salvation Army shows that there's a lot of concern about that amount of alcohol advertising young people exposed to.
All right, Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Vandenberg is the Executive Officer of the National Alliance for Action on Alcohol, and the Salvation Army has released this survey today. And perhaps, you know, we certainly do have a lot of sports people running around with alcohol logos on their backs. I remember the Quit campaign in Victoria in the 80s, late 80s, broke new ground when they sponsored the first AFL team, Fitzroy footy team, and put their logo all over it. It was really quite startling. It's 8 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.